All right, so welcome back for another deep dive with us. You know by now this is episode 3, so you're already familiar with Pirate Terminal. But today, oh boy, get this. We're taking it even a step further. We're going to be diving into how online roulette players are actually using Pirate Terminal to become investors. Not just gamblers.
No.
I know, right? It's revolutionary.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we all know that traditional view of roulette, right? Like each spin is independent, the house has the edge and all that. But Pirate Terminal is turning that on its head.
I love that. Turning it on its head. So for centuries, roulette has been the epitome of chance.
Right.
You go in, it's chance. But what if there was a way to actually like shift the odds in your favor? What if you could approach roulette with like an investor's mindset?
Yeah, that's precisely the idea. So Pirate Terminal isn't about changing the randomness of the wheel itself. It's about using data analysis and algorithms to understand patterns and make more strategic decisions.
So instead of just relying on gut feelings or lucky streaks or, you know, what have you, you're actually analyzing historical data to make really informed bets.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Imagine you're an investor looking at the stock market. You wouldn't just throw money at any random stock, right? You'd analyze trends, look for patterns, and make more calculated decisions.
I would, but a lot of people do. That's a great analogy, though. So how does Pirate Terminal bring that same level of analysis to roulette?
Well, one of the key features is something called the no-bet spin technique. So this lets you actually spin the wheel without placing a wager. And it allows the algorithms to gather data and identify any emerging patterns.
So you're essentially like, you're doing research, you're just watching the wheel spin, and Pirate Terminal's in the background, like, analyzing everything.
Exactly. It's looking for statistically unusual events, things like streaks or droughts, anything that really deviates from those expected probabilities. For example, let's say the number 12 hasn't hit in, like, 20 spins.
Wow. That seems pretty unlikely.
It is. Now, the next spin is still random, of course, but Pirate Terminal might actually suggest that this is a good time to bet on 12, because historically those long droughts actually tend to break.
So it's about identifying those moments when the odds might be temporarily in your favor. Kind of like if you were looking at a stock that was undervalued.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, yeah. Pirate Terminal helps you identify those short-term deviations from the average, and then you can decide if you want to capitalize on them.
This is so cool. But isn't it still gambling? Like, how does this make you an investor?
Well, the key difference really lies in the decision-making process. So an investor uses data and analysis to mitigate risks and maximize those potential returns. A gambler relies on luck and emotion. Pirate Terminal brings that, like, investor mindset to roulette.
So it's about shifting from, like, hoping for that lucky spin to making strategic bets based on hard data.
Precisely. And what's even more fascinating is that Pirate Terminal actually uses incredibly advanced technology to do this.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So we're talking about machine learning and neural networks. These algorithms analyze massive amounts of historical spin data, and they're constantly learning and refining their ability to actually detect those patterns.
Wait, neural networks for roulette? That seems incredibly sophisticated.
It is. These networks can identify really subtle trends that, like, a human might never notice. And it gives you these insights that go way beyond basic probability.
So you're not just betting on a hunch. You're using powerful algorithms to inform your decisions.
Exactly. And that brings us to kind of like the heart of this revolutionary concept, turning the tables on the house.
Okay, I'm all ears. How does Pirate Terminal do that?
Well, the house edge in roulette really relies on players just betting continuously.
Right.
They're constantly exposing themselves to that small but consistent disadvantage. Pirate Terminal encourages what we call selective engagement.
So instead of betting on every single spin, you're waiting for those specific moments when the data suggests you might actually have an edge.
Exactly. This minimizes your exposure to that house edge, and it allows you to potentially, like, tilt the long-term odds in your favor.
This is all so incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it also raises a lot of questions for me. Like, how do these algorithms actually work? What specific strategies does Pirate Terminal actually use? And most importantly, can it really help players actually achieve a positive ROI?
Those are great questions, and we'll definitely dive into all of them. But first, I want to talk about one of the most fascinating aspects of Pirate Terminal. It's transparency.
Transparency. What do you mean by that?
So Pirate Terminal actually grades its own algorithms. It shows you when its predictions are right or wrong, and it gives you, like, a clear picture of its accuracy.
Hold on. The algorithms are grading themselves. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's all about accountability. This level of transparency allows you to actually adapt your strategy in real time. So you can bet with or against the algorithm based on its performance.
So it's like having a supercomputer roulette coach.
Yeah.
That's constantly learning and giving you feedback on its own predictions.
That's a great way to put it. And this transparency is just one of the many ways that Pirate Terminal is empowering players to become more like investors.
I love that. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
That shift from gambler to investor, the power of no-bet spins, these incredible, like, self-grading algorithms. But honestly, we've only scratched the surface.
Indeed. We haven't even touched on the specific strategies that Pirate Terminal uses to help players actually achieve that positive ROI.
Stay tuned, folks, because we're about to take this deep dive to the next level.
So, you know, let's get into some of those strategies that Pirate Terminal uses to help players capitalize on these short-term opportunities. Remember those clusters and streaks we talked about?
Yeah.
Like, even in those random sequences, they offer these insights into potential trends.
Right. Like, even though each spin is independent, sometimes red comes up, like, 5 times in a row, just by chance, right?
Exactly. And Pirate Terminal helps you spot those moments. So let's say, like, black has come up 6 times in a row. We know in the long run, red and black should appear equally.
Right, yeah. Basic probability.
But in the short term, you can get these deviations. So Pirate Terminal might suggest betting on red after, you know, a streak of black. Not because red is suddenly more likely, but because historically, those streaks tend to break.
So you're betting on things kind of evening out over time, sort of like how, like, a stock that's dropped way below its usual price, it's probably going to bounce back up at some point.
That's a great way to think about it, yeah. It's called reversion to the mean. And the same logic applies to other patterns, too, like dozens or columns that haven't hit in a while.
So it helps you identify when to kind of jump in and take advantage of those statistical anomalies.
Precisely. And remember selective engagement. Pirate Terminal isn't about just mindlessly betting every spin, right?
Yeah. That's how the house usually wins in the long run. People just keep betting, and that tiny house edge just grinds them down over time.
Exactly. But Pirate Terminal gives you the power to actually choose your spots. So you use those no-bet spins to gather that data, and then you only place wagers when the conditions are actually favorable.
It's like a sniper waiting for the perfect shot instead of just, you know,
yeah,
firing wildly.
Great analogy. And that strategic restraint can significantly impact your results. You minimize exposure to the house edge, giving yourself a much better chance to actually come out ahead.
So it's as much about knowing when to bet as it is about knowing what to bet on.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another key advantage of Pirate Terminal: increased control and psychological stability.
I can see how having, like, a data-driven system would help avoid those, like,
emotional decisions, time. Right? No more chasing losses or, yeah, going on tilt.
Exactly. You know, casinos thrive on those emotional triggers, that thrill of a win, the frustration of a loss. But with Pirate Terminal, you're making decisions based on data and analysis, not on your feelings.
So you're less likely to make those, like, impulsive bets that can just wipe out your whole bankroll.
Precisely. That increased discipline can be just as important as the strategic insights themselves. It's like the difference between a seasoned investor who can ride out market fluctuations and someone who, you know, panics and sells everything at the first sign of a dip.
That's a great point. It's about having that long-term perspective and not letting those short-term variances throw you off course.
All of this is incredibly fascinating, I have to say. But let's be realistic for a second. No system can guarantee wins in a game of chance, right?
Of course not. Roulette is ultimately random, but Pirate Terminal shifts that balance of power in a way that we haven't seen before.
Okay, I'm all ears. How does it do that?
Well, traditionally, casinos had a massive data advantage. They tracked every spin, they analyzed the results, they used that information to their advantage.
Right, they knew the odds, the trends, everything, and they used all that knowledge to ensure a steady profit.
But now, with tools like Pirate Terminal, players can access that same level of data analysis. They can see the patterns, identify the opportunities, and make those strategic decisions based on hard evidence.
So it's like leveling the playing field a little bit, giving players a fighting chance against the house, and potentially turning the EV calculation for online roulette positive for the player.
Exactly. It's about understanding that system and using that knowledge to your advantage. It's not about, like, beating the system. It's about working within it more intelligently.
This is mind-blowing. We've talked about variance, strategic betting, psychological control. It's like a whole new way of thinking about roulette.
And it's all made possible by that sophisticated technology behind Pirate Terminal. You know, that combination of statistical analysis, machine learning, and real-time feedback creates a really powerful system for maximizing your chances of success.
So we've only got a bit of time left here in this episode of The Deep Dive, but we've got to address the million-dollar question. Can players really expect to achieve a positive ROI using Pirate Terminal?
So let's get into that right now.
Okay, so we're back and ready to, like, finally tackle this big question. Can Pirate Terminal really help players get a positive ROI in online roulette?
Yeah, you know, it's the question on everyone's mind. And while no system can, like, guarantee wins in a random game, Pirate Terminal really gives players those tools and strategies that can dramatically improve their chances.
Okay, but how does that actually translate into ROI? You know, we've talked about smarter bets, minimizing that house edge, staying disciplined. But what's the, like, the bottom line for players?
Well, remember, positive ROI in gambling means tilting that expected value in your favor. Traditionally, the house edge ensures that over time, the casino wins.
Right. That's how they build those mega resorts in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
The odds are always stacked against the player.
Exactly. But Pirate Terminal changes that whole dynamic. So by using those no-bet spins to gather information and only betting when those conditions are favorable, you're essentially filtering out those negative expected value bets.
So it's not just playing roulette. It's playing a smarter, more, calculated version of the game.
Precisely. You're selectively choosing situations where that historical data and the algorithm suggest a higher probability of success. This doesn't guarantee a win on any single spin, of course, but it does improve your overall odds over time.
So it's not about, like, hitting a massive win every session. It's about consistently making those small games and minimizing those losses in the long run, right?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. It's shifting from that gambler's mindset of chasing big wins to an investor's mindset of steady, sustainable growth.
I like that. Okay, so walk me through, like, a typical Pirate Terminal session. What does it actually look like in practice?
Okay, imagine this. You log into your favorite online roulette platform, and you fire up Pirate Terminal. You start by just observing no bet spins, maybe like 30 or 50, to let the algorithms analyze those patterns.
So you're not even placing bets yet. You're just, like, watching and learning.
Exactly. Pirate Terminal is tracking those outcomes in the background, analyzing those streaks, droughts, giving you those insights into the current state of the wheel.
And then what? How do you know when it's time to actually start betting?
That's where the algorithms really shine. They'll highlight situations where, based on that historical data and their analysis, the odds might be temporarily tilted in your favor.
So maybe a certain dozen hasn't hit in a while. Or there's a long streak of red, and the algorithms suggest black might be due.
Precisely. And you set your own risk tolerance and betting parameters, too. Maybe you only bet when the algorithms have, like, really high confidence. Or perhaps you're more aggressive and you bet on any potential opportunity.
It's like having a personalized roulette advisor in your pocket, guiding you toward those strategic betting moments.
Yeah, and the key is dynamic adjustment, too. You're not locked into one strategy. You can constantly adapt based on the data and the algorithm's feedback.
So if you're just not seeing any promising opportunities, you can simply switch back to those no-bet spins and just wait for a better entry point.
Exactly. It's about being patient, disciplined, and letting that data guide your decisions.
I love that. This is so far from that image of a roulette player, just, like, impulsively placing bets and hoping for the best. You know what I mean?
It really is. Pirate Terminal empowers players to take a much more strategic, data-driven approach. It's about understanding the game's, you know, underlying dynamics and using that knowledge to maximize your chances of success.
Okay, so is Pirate Terminal, like, a magic bullet? A guaranteed path to riches?
Of course not. Let's be real. There are no guaranteed wins in gambling. But what Pirate Terminal does is provide a powerful framework for making smarter, more informed decisions.
It's about shifting those odds in your favor, even if it's just a slight edge. And for the first time in online roulette, that edge can theoretically swing in the player's favor, leading to positive EV.
And over time, that slight edge can make a huge difference in your overall results. It's the difference between slowly bleeding money to the house edge and having a genuine chance to come out ahead.
This has been, wow, this has been an incredible deep dive into this whole world of, like, data-driven roulette. We've explored how Pirate Terminal is honestly transforming the game, empowering players with information and strategies that were once, like, exclusive to casinos, right?
It really is. And it's exciting to see how technology is changing that landscape of online gambling, giving players more control and a greater opportunity for success.
Absolutely. For those of you who are intrigued by this new approach, what's the best way to learn more and explore Pirate Terminal for themselves?
Well, the best way to understand Pirate Terminal is to experience it firsthand, really. You know, visit their website, explore their resources, and try their free trial. See for yourself how this revolutionary approach is changing the game of online roulette.
And remember, this is just the beginning of, like, this data-driven revolution in gambling, right? As technology advances, I think we can expect even more innovative tools and strategies, empowering players and shaping the future of the industry.
It's a fascinating time to be a gambler, or perhaps we should say, a data-driven investor.
I love that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone, and we'll see you next time for another exploration into the cutting edge of technology and innovation.